Coach's Insight continues on at Care 93.7, talking high school basketball in Northeast Kansas. And now an opportunity to talk to Luke Knoll, the girls basketball coach at Moore Hill Mounts Academy. Our conversation with the coach presented by Amberwell Health. Coach, team on Tuesday night, a loss to Pleasant Ridge. You know, you go back and kind of dissect that game and put some things together. What were the overall takeaways from that game?
Yeah, that last night was kind of a rough one for us. We struggled since really after Christmas getting our offense going, and we got getting in a rhythm, and we had another slow first half again last night. Second half, we kind of came out of it offensively and played better, but then defense flipped a little bit. We gave up a few more points than we had been averaging last night on defense. So I think if we just buckle down on defense, we've been a little better in our man defense and our zones. So we probably need to work that a little bit more, but we can buckle down on defense, get a few more stops. I think we're going to spark our offense because our offense is looking for a spark right now. And it's been kind of a grind in some of these games to get the ball to go in the hole. So we'll eventually break out of it. But last night, we just couldn't quite get there until late in the second half. By then, it was a little too late.
A lot of teams right now kind of dealing with COVID and injuries and sickness and everything. And people are doing a lot of shuffling right now with some of their rosters. Your team in particular, really since Christmas, you haven't had the full complement. You've dealt with some of those injuries and sickness as well. How's it been just kind of trying to shuffle the pieces and putting together those rosters and lineups, you know, going into these games where you haven't had the full complement?
Yeah, from a basketball standpoint, it's been pretty wild here that, you know, yeah, since, like I said, after Christmas, we kind of settled on a 7-8 first rotation, and we haven't had those 7-8 since before Christmas at a full game for various reasons of injuries and illness. And luckily, everybody's bouncing back and we're getting people back, but it's been kind of wild at one day of practice, what you're expecting, and then all of a sudden you don't have that many just because there's an illness that came through or something like that. So obviously we want everybody healthy and everybody's getting healthy, but you just kind of don't know day to day what you're going to show up with. And like I said, it's kind of hurt our schedule in JV a little bit too. Last night was the first night we didn't play JV, and the week before we could only play two quarters. So it's just one of those things you kind of manage and next person up, and we'll roll with it and continue to fight. It'll be good for giving some other people some opportunities too. So, but yeah, it's been kind of a wild ride, and I think we're no exception. A lot of people are dealing with the same thing too.
You get one more ball game coming up on Friday before midseason tournament time next week. You get Valley Falls at home. They're coming off a loss on Tuesday night. What do you know about Valley Falls and potential challenges this week?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy that we just played them like 10, 11 days ago. We played them last Monday, and by the time we see them again on Friday, so. And it was a tight game then. That was another game that we came out real flat offensively. Had trouble getting the ball to go down, turn it over too many times. So I would expect it to be a competitive game. Hopefully our offense gets going, gets a little spark on Friday. But it'll be a close game. You know, we had to play that Monday coming off of Christmas with no school. That's never a day you like to play. So hopefully we get a normal routine day on Friday and we get a home game again. And things will start to turn up. But yeah, it should be a very competitive game as it was the first time.
Luke Knoll, the Moore Hill Mounts Academy girls basketball coach, joining us. His team getting Valley Falls at home on Friday before midseason tournament time next week. So we're continuing to grind away through the season, basically almost to the halfway point. Team at 3-6 and looking for a dub coming up on Friday against Valley Falls. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you for joining us, and we will do it again next week.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.